live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Scott K. Nichols and State Farm Insurance. And now, here's your hosts, Brandon Reif and Jonathan Birdsong.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Crossroads Sports Radio, episode number 270. I'm your host, Brandon Reif. Be joined momentarily by my main guy, Jonathan Birdsong. Man, we've got a lot to recap tonight. Very big show tonight. We've got NFL. We've got recap Colts, Ravens, the rest of the games around the league. We've got college football to talk. We've got Tanner coming on later on with Pick'em. We're going to recap the week in college football. That was a great, great slate of games this past Saturday. So we'll recap that as well. We've got some news in the association to talk as well. We'll take some calls as well tonight. Tanner will be calling us around 8 o'clock tonight. We'll do the Pick'em, Crossroads Pick'em, and we'll get there. But can't start anything without my co-host, Jonathan Birdsong. JB, how are you?
Boom, beam, go atomic. An hour right before a show, come on. And, dude, I knew we was going to talk a grandiose amount of football tonight, and from college to professional and deep dive into all that with this Colorado and deep dive into what is kind of going on with the AFC South and, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers, they got a win. You know, I know you got some notes on that. I got a rundown of, you know, the Bears and preview of the Broncos and Dallas. And no, that just wasn't enough, Brandon. It just wasn't enough. I mean, there's other stories out there too, man. Zach Wilson, you know, saying, stinking it up. You know what I mean? What other stories is out there, man? You know, 70-piece by the Miami Dolphins. They put a 70-piece. My guy still talking about next question. You know what I'm saying? Coach of the Broncos still talking about next question, man. You know, but like, no, that's not enough, Brandon. It's not enough.
No.
Oh, I forgot. The WWE got, like, finally bought out or whatever. Now everything's over. And now I think everything's apart. And, like, people are, you know, saying going to coming and going, but like, no, that's not enough, man. The NBA said, you know what? We've been quiet for far too long. And boom goes the dynamite, and Damian Lillard is gone.
Yeah, we got to give the breaking news down there, John. Our listeners may not even know this happened earlier.
Boom.
I was getting out of the meeting, John, and my phone.
Hey, man, got me.
Well,
they pulled the rug up from underneath, man. The rug. I didn't think the puck. I didn't know they was at the table.
Yeah. So the trade in the NBA, Damian Lillard out of Portland. He has been traded in a three-way trade. He's been traded to the Milwaukee Bucks, John. Holiday is going out to Portland. DeAndre Ayton is going up to Portland. Nurkic is going down to Phoenix. Grayson Allen's going to the Suns, but Dame Lillard, the biggest of them, Dame Lillard to the Bucks. To the Bucks.
Hey, man. I mean, listen, you know, a lot of talk, you know what I'm saying? There's still no more moves to be made, you know what I'm saying? That hot mess that is James Harden in Philadelphia, right? But, like, man, not a head scratcher, just didn't know the Bucks was at the table. You know, Giannis has kind of been more vocal in the offseason, man, about his criticism, like what kind of team the team is going, man. You know, is there buy-in with do we think, so that let's look at the players that move, Brandon. Let's kind of look at that. So Damian Lillard goes out to the Milwaukee, and, you know what I'm saying, Uncle Drew heads out to Portland. Well, what you're getting is, I think you're kind of getting the same scoring. You're getting he's a more efficient scorer. We can definitely say that, Damian Lillard.
I think you're getting more scoring from Dame than Drew.
Hey, man, Drew Holiday put up some numbers, man. But you're getting more efficient. That's what I'm just saying. It's just more efficient.
Right.
Now, is it going to be on the court? That's the thing, man. Like, you know, Uncle Drew, like, he stays on. I mean, that's the thing. He, like, stays out there. I mean, that's how you get to the all-star level, man. You know, he competes out there. You know, he's not an 82-game guy, but he's, you know, he stays in the high 70s. You know what I mean? Can Damian Lillard, you know what I'm saying, play 68 games? But other than that, man, yeah. it's obviously a good move. They obviously definitely increased their chances definitely the East conversation. But Damian Lillard, like, dude, he has to be really Dame time, and he's going to be asked to do even more. I mean, he's going to be asked to do. It ain't like, hey, man, I'm here to go play with Giannis.
Here's my question.
Go ahead.
Number one. Yeah. First of all, I'll give a statement, then I'll give my question. The statement is,
absolutely,
Dame Lillard, this helps Giannis out, the fact that you don't have to give Giannis the ball in a clutch situation. You get to let him do his thing, because that's what Dame does. Dame's that scorer at the end of a ball game, and you need a bucket. Giannis is just more of a bowling ball going into a China shop. Just run him over and hope you get the foul call, and you can win off that way. On paper, it looks good. Or, excuse me, hearing about it looks good. Seeing it looks good. On paper, man, I don't know, John. They got better, but I don't know if it's that much better, to be honest. I really don't.
Yeah, defensively, man, like I said, what Uncle Drew does, he gets steals. You know what I'm saying? He's a good assist guy, that type of guy. Damian Lillard, I'm not saying Damian Lillard isn't that guy. He's just not, it's just done in a different way. You know what I'm saying? He's been doing it, you know, as the guy. A lot of things that the offense they still run, that kind of goes through, you call him a bull in China shot, man. I kind of agree with you in some regards. You know what I'm saying? Giannis hasn't worked on his outside shot. It's still not pretty. You know what I'm saying? He's praying that it's going in too, but you know what I'm saying? But like, no, man, they got better. You can't, but nobody's getting ready to say slam dunk outside of the state of, you know what I'm saying, Wisconsin. There's nobody saying, they shouldn't be saying, hey, man, this is a slam dunk. You know what I'm saying? No pun intended, that they're going to the NBA Finals. I said win the East. You still got Boston.
Chicago thinks they can still win it.
Chicago who?
Chicago Bulls think they still can win the Central. That move doesn't do anything. I do want to talk about you can call it a little bit of controversy that's coming out now. Moments after the trade was announced, Jimmy Buckets goes on Instagram and says, hey, y'all, NBA, you need to investigate the Milwaukee Bucks for tampering. I'm just saying, if you know, you know.
Really? I've seen that, man. My first reaction to it, Brandon, is like, listen, man, Uncle Drew is a better trade out than Tyler Hero, right? The Portland Trailblazers get picked up. What was the homie from? They got traded from Arizona. He was number one overall. He was number two. Eight. DeAndre Ayton. He was number one. Yeah, DeAndre Ayton was his number one, number two. They just improved in their mind, in their roster mind. They just improved a center position because they got now they have a young
upgrades.
Center. Go ahead.
I think this upgrades. But I also think this ups.
Yeah.
The opportunity for Miami, I really do think this now puts a target on, from what I mentioned back before the free agency started, John.
I know. You said something like crazy.
I think James Harden could be a Miami Heat here shortly.
I know you said that. Why would – I mean, and Brandon, I wasn't on that crazy train, but now I am, man. I remember crazy train? Ain't that a rock band? I can't even remember what number
is. Song by Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, it sure is, man. But I ain't gonna start singing, man. We'll get strike banned for that, man. But anyway, man, back to business. But listen, dude, why not? Why not Tyler Hero in Philadelphia?
Yeah,
he would be an instant success. He's not brooding, you know what I'm saying? And he's young enough. We know he's good enough. And James Harden doesn't want to be there. He's the almost all-star. James Harden is a fading all-star. And James Harden, if you can't get on Team Heat, dude, you can't get on no team ever. You know what I'm saying? I ain't say Team LeBron. That's different. Team LeBron went through the Pat Riley system. Who hasn't gotten better through the Pat Riley system, Brandon? Alonzo Mourning got better. Shaquille O'Neal got better. Dwayne Wade. You know what I'm saying?
Juan Walker.
Dude, I'm on the crazy train, Brandon.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna start pumping it. We're gonna start pumping it, Brandon. James Harden, Miami. Why not?
I told you. I was the driver of that train back in July. And I was called crazy by several people on Twitter and on this show.
He's going to roll his eyes about it. But, like, hey, man, this is...
He may turn into Slim Harden down there.
Whip him into shape, Jimmy. Whip him into shape. But...
Yeah.
Why not?
You're awfully high on... You're way higher on Tyler Hero than I am. I'll put that out there again.
Well,
I'm not sold on him, man.
His jump shot is streaky, but it did improve from college. Like college, I was like, man, there's no way in hell that I would take that dude first round. And then he showed improved. Well, in his mind, he's been pumped up in his mind. Hear me? In his mind, because he compared himself to the guys he got drafted in front of him. He compares himself to Luka Doncic and Trae Young. He thinks he's on that level. Kind of had him pegged as a key reserve. Like, I mean, wasn't he sixth man of the year already? I do believe, right? I mean, you know, I think he's almost all-star. He's running into this often injured problem. You know what I'm saying? But I think he's an almost all-star, man. If he can stay healthy, I think he could be an all-star. Not like no superstar, man. I just said all-star.
Okay. Pacers news-wise, no news yet on the Buddy Hield front. We really thought he would be part of this trade we talked about last week. Didn't happen. They're still going to obviously find a trade partner for that. Training camp starts Tuesday, John. Everybody's back in town already. They're running scrimmages 5-on-5. The more I think about it, John, the Pacers, man, I would rather sit with Buddy at least until January.
Would you?
Where everybody's available for trade, not just the guys that
is he gonna talk though, man?
Not,
he made it public, Brandon. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that, but
he made it.
You're gonna get the most value because at that point you're gonna see okay, who's in a playoff race, who wants Buddy for that to maybe get them over the edge of that shooter. Not only that, John, you're also kind of getting yourself to see what kind of team you have, right? Is it something
right.
that after you have Buddy on, maybe he's balling, you say, hey, man, you know what? Maybe you are worth that contract. You know, maybe you are worth that amount. Let's go back to the drawing table a little bit.
No.
But also maybe you're going to get a good value and you kind of see where you're at with the other players on your team. Pacers, are you buying or are you selling going into the final 40 games?
Well, you want to – so you're saying essentially you just want to kind of roll into February?
I do.
And Brandon, you can
roll into it. January doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt.
Man, he's already started talking, though, man. That's all right. That's what I'm saying.
No. I don't think he has.
Man, he wants – dude, they're not giving you $72 million.
Not what I've heard from Chad Buchanan, that he's excited.
Years.
He's still in camp.
Okay. He's going to be professional about it?
I think he is.
So we haven't done anything wrong to him. No. So, like, check it. So if the Pacers is winning – you going to still want to be traded?
At that point, he may
let's
come to the drawing table and take that.
That's
there's
right.
no
little,
John, there's no sign that
–
who?
Yeah,
maybe somebody gets hurt.
Yeah.
God forbid Ben Mathurin gets hurt.
Right.
God forbid
right.
Jairus Walker gets hurt. Somebody gets hurt and it's a season ender or something. Guess
right.
what, buddy? You need you to step up, bud. You need you to step up. Tyrese Haliburton gets hurt again. You saw how much they fell off when he got hurt. Back in December.
Right.
They lost all those games in a row. So I think you just kind of – you're not forced right now to trade him. It's not like this is a toxic relationship like Jonathan Taylor and you've got to find something or
he's
just suspend him. Right?
Yeah.
Buddy, it just says, hey, man, he didn't accept the contract. The Pacers said, hey, man, guess what? We'll look for you for a trade. Doesn't mean we're going to do it right now, but we're going to look and facilitate a trade. And when it works for us, you're gone. But until then, hey, man, help us get where we need to go. I think that's the kind of relationship they have with Buddy Hield.
That's a unique relationship then, man. You know?
That's how the Pacers
I can't really say, man.
The
Pacers, I mean, pie in the sky, man. And like you said, the Pacers could be fourth seeded with Buddy Hield like to stay around fourth. I mean,
you don't need any more draft picks. You need players.
No,
you don't need
right.
draft picks.
Need players. Right. I totally agree with that.
Okay. So, training camp starts Tuesday. I'm excited for the association to get back.
NBA crazy will start tonight.
we're going to have like a three-hour show when all this comes on. So, NFL, John. Dive over to the NFL. Colts 22, Ravens 19. Man, Matt Gay, 5 field goals, 4 of them from 50 yards out. Lamar Jackson, this looks trash, man. Gunnar Minshew, another win. The skeptics are going to say, hey, man, Gardner, 2-0. Anthony Richardson, 0-1. Who do you start?
Richardson starts, man, but he's still in the West End protocol. He's still in the concussion protocol. Kooky that they said he could still, like, practice, and he's still in concussion protocol, man. I don't know. Again, man, I kind of target this is my man's mature body. And, again, man, you got the rigors of the NFL versus the rigors of the SEC is night and day. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have to start sitting these young quarterbacks, man. Everybody can't run out there like Peyton Manning did it, like, you know what I'm saying, day one. Or Andrew Luck, day one. Everybody can't run it out like that, man. Bryce Young is sitting, too, comparatively. You know what I mean? Because, like, it's a one-up. And if you don't have the reps or if you don't have the durability or the, you know what I'm saying, physicality, you know what I'm saying, a concussion, you still in concussion syndrome for 2 weeks? That's concerning, Brandon. It ain't necessarily red flag. It's just like a football concern.
I don't think they're rushed, John. They're not rushed to get him out there.
That's what I'm saying. But, like, this is a better team with him out there, though, Brandon.
For sure.
So go to my next piece of pie supplied is talk about Jonathan Taylor. I was going to go crazy on the – I still am going to go crazy on Chicago.
I sent you a text this morning.
But, like, man, hey, man, with news like that, man, you have to – like, October starts on Sunday, man.
Give the people the news. Maybe in case they missed it this morning. John. Give the news
Jonathan Taylor, who has reported by ESPN, now by Crossroads Sports, Jonathan Bertholdt, right? Jonathan Taylor and the Colts cannot come to an agreement, not financially and on
he
either
wants
side.
Out.
And he still wants out. So – with that being said, we set out. However we've healed up, we ain't played. You know what I'm saying? So we still should be feeling good, knees, ankles, toes, like the little kids' rhymes used to go, right? Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. John Taylor should be feeling good because he ain't took no pads. He ain't took no hits. Whatever girlfriend situation he might have, it should be whatever, man. I don't know. That's all the rumors in your window. We can talk about that on Crossroads Sports. It's okay, right? But my point being, Jonathan Taylor – to just be good to go. Medical cleared all those things, and they still can't – he doesn't want to be here, and they can't find out a number for him to stay here. So the trade deadline is October 3rd, Halloween night. Don't even wait, man. You know what you got. Hey, man, and I'm not saying he's a fool because he's not. Chris Ballard is not. He knows how to build a team. I get some of these draft picks, y'all lose your mind out because he overpaid for because y'all think he overpaid for offensive lineman. And if you go on everybody's offensive line, you go on everybody's freaking how much everybody gets paid. Offensive lineman is making big money if their team is about anything, right? The Dallas Cowboys lost 3 offensive linemen this past weekend, and you see what that disaster looked like when they was out. The homeboy is not Brandon. I don't want to get on. We'll get on Cowboys later, but we're supposed to be talking about the coach. But point is, Brandon, like they got. I don't know, man. You're right. They don't have to rush him. But Jonathan Taylor, let's go. If you can get 3, if they telling you the best you can get the market is 3 first rounders, I'm sorry, yeah, 3 third rounders, then you get your 3 third rounders and you go. Whatever you can get. And let him go and be how he can be. Wash your hands of it, pilot.
Senior. Yeah. I also, before we go to the next game, I do want to say, you know, Lamar Jackson. Oh my God, this looked like trash. But
that get cleaned up? You don't think that gets cleaned up though? It should have been better because he should have been the person to elevate. Like, dude, they got in the red zone, man. Oh man, come on, man. I didn't, Brandon, because the Epic Podcast and the homie Joseph Fox is a friend of mine and a friend of this program, right? But you're right. He played bad. I just didn't want you to get your Steelers. You know what I'm saying? Prejudice. Overcome it, man. But, like, yeah,
my thing is, and I'm putting it on Twitter. I put it already on Twitter, and I'm
going to
put it back.
I want to retract that prejudice. Brandon actually said Lamar was going to be MVP before the season.
Thank you. I did.
He thought it was going to be a bounce that season. Lamar Powell for all that money. I'm not even a Raven hater, Brandon. Did he throw a pick? He throws a pick every freaking game. He throws an interception every game.
He just doesn't look healthy.
It's not pretty, man.
He looks lost, almost like the honeymoon is over type of thing, you know?
They'll get it together. I think they get it together, though, Brandon.
I looked on Twitter. I was trying to tag. If somebody could help me, please. I want to send out a public safe, perfect service announcement. If somebody can please for me and tag me in it, please tag my great, great friend, Justin Fox, because I haven't heard or seen a single effing thing from him since they took this big old fat L against the Colts. So if somebody can tag me, I'm worried about his well-being. I may even have to get into the show tonight to make sure his well-being is okay.
They're all a little later on.
I'm a little concerned, so I may be chirping him tonight. If you want to check out the Epic Podcast tonight, after ours is over, I'm going to chirp a little bit because I want to check on him. And, it's just thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers. I hope he's okay because, damn, when you lose, and it's at home? Ooh, God damn. Oof, Jesus.
Gardner Minshew's coming into town. Minshew, man.
Ooh.
And it went off. Minshew, man.
Driving by a bad accident.
It was like field goal. They killed that. How many field goals did this dude kick?
Five.
Man, my goodness. My goodness. Well, you should feel the Colts fans should feel good about the special teams.
This poor time management, too, at the end of the game after they got the safety. My man stepped out of bounds. And they still won. Well, I mean, come on. If you got Justin Fox, please tag him on there for me, John. I want Justin Fox to call in, even. He has to. It's embarrassing.
I see what's going on, man. I know he's probably prepping for their podcast.
I don't give a damn. I need 3 minutes. That's what I need. I need three minutes. While you're doing that, I'm gonna flip to the next game. Real quick, 49ers, Giants, we all know what the hell happened in that game. I got nothing further on that. Giants ain't got a prayer in the world against the 49ers. 49ers look like a Super Bowl team. Browns and Titans, John, Deshaun Watson, them got it figured out. Tennessee just looked like a hot mess on the road, 27-3, Brownies. What I liked, Detroit Lions stand up. Lions come back, win 20-6 against the Falcons. They improved to 2-1. They did. The next one, Saints and Packers. Packers come back, score 18 in the fourth, and win 18-17. The Saints miss a field goal at the end. The bigger news, Derek Carr is hurt, hasn't practiced yet this week, and right now suiting up Jameis Winston back.
Uh-oh, coming, y'all. If there's a line for that, Brandon, put 10 on it for me. Jameis Winston's going to throw an interception, I promise you. But like, no, also, all jokes aside, man, I mean, they have a good quarterback room, so the Saints should be in good hands for, you know what I'm saying, until Derek Carr gets back. Who was I kind of impressed with over the weekend outside of the 70 burger? That's a burger. I could, 70? When it was 56, 70. I turned it off, man.
John, I sent you a message. I go, 70, question mark? And you go, oh, my.
Yeah, I didn't do it. Yeah, I thought it was like, hey, man, usually, like, you know, everybody's putting in the reserves and bending the knee, man. So it's a hot damn mess that they have in the Broncos, man. The Broncos is a hot mess.
Are you going in on them?
Man, it's only going to get worse because they're going to Chicago this weekend.
You said Sean Payton didn't resign yet on Twitter.
Did he resign yet? I don't, like, has the game passed you by, Fred? I know he's part of the Belichick. Ain't he part of the tree? He's part of the tree of life, ain't he? You know what I'm saying? Not Belichick tree, the tuna tree. And they all used to work for, at some point, they all used to work for the homie that worked, you know what I'm saying? He had that binoculars run with the New York Giants, that coach, right? But, like, nah, man. The bounce back and all that crash. Remember he talked that trash? He said, man, this is the worst course organization I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's still there.
You know what I mean? He said the locker room, but like, damn, it still is, man. Like, so your player evaluations, and they must not be listening to you, man. Brandon, the preview for the Bears and Broncos for me kind of goes like this, man. So, like, I know they kind of booing Justin Fields, but I don't think the Bears is that bad. I think it's going to be a real close game. I think it's going to be, but I think the Bears got a better defense than they're going to have Russell on his toes. I got the Bears winning that game, man, and that means Russell and this new Sean Payton, that means they're going to be like, what, 0-3, 0-4? Have they put up 30 points in three games? I don't think they have. It's a mess. I'm not saying Chicago's a pretty mess, but they're gonna get some. They should get some get back. It should be. Yeah, I'm gonna let you do your thing with Chicago, man, because you've already rattled a couple of cages with people listening to the show.
We'll do.
I think Chicago wins this weekend because.
So you're going all in. You're going in on. I love it. This season you're going in on the Broncos. This season I've been going in on the Bears. So
they have no connectivity. They have no identity. Can't run
one
the ball.
Of
this
is,
Russell,
hey man,
Russell.
One of this is going to be a net taking L.
Well, you said one of us is going to do what?
One of us is going to take an L this next weekend. So.
Why? Because you're taking Denver?
No. One of us is going to take a loss because you're all over the shit for the Broncos and I'm all over the Bears shit. Well, somebody's going to win the game, and we're going to be like, damn, they won.
Come on, Brandon. You got to take the Bears on this one. You got it. You got to take the Bears.
Well, we'll do pick them here shortly after this. So.
All right, man. We'll find out. Think about it.
I need you to apologize, okay? I need you to apologize.
To who?
To the Chargers. Apologize to the Chargers now.
Brandon, they played a piss poor.
Apologize.
Yeah, they won a game. They beat the Minnesota Vikings on the road. I'm glad for them, man.
0-3, Minnesota Vikings. They've lost two games at home. Maybe they needed Dalvin Cook.
No, why hasn't the Minnesota Vikings already entertained trade talks, you know what I'm saying, with the quarterback? His value, you talk about maybe the New York Jets. Kirk Cousins' value, like, they could get how many second rounders for him? I didn't say no first rounders, but, like, how many second rounders can they get for Kirk Cousins? For real.
Maybe a bag of chips, too. Doritos.
Damn.
I'm just saying.
He can get to the playoffs.
Yeah, he can.
You gotta get him there now though. You can't keep on waiting. He's two more games, man.
Yeah.
You can't keep on waiting.
Patriots win 15-10, kind of a bland game, but Zach Wilson's not the guy, John. Saleh said he was. The defense is pissed off at the head coach, and then the head coach turns it today and says, nah, it is on Zach Wilson. Aaron Rodgers sitting up in Malibu with a nice sunset saying, kumbaya, guys, kumbaya. This hot mess, they need to go ahead and get Kirk Cousins. Trade for him. Shit, you got nothing to lose. Get him out there.
The kid is underperformed.
Sucks.
Again, Brad, I kind of point to where they drafted him number two and thought he was going to be rolling him out there. It's going to be like Peyton Manning. And, like, man, I don't think you can just roll out young quarterbacks like that, man. I'm not saying these guys got to stay on 3 years of you know what I'm saying, on the sideline like the homie Jordan Love did. But, like, look at Jordan Love now, man. He was real shitty in the first half of that New Orleans game. And then whatever, you know what I'm saying, they needed to happen during the halftime, and they got in a position to score, and they won the freaking game, man. Like, he was throwing everywhere and giving to the other damn team when they got in the red zone in the first half. Maybe some of these younger quarterbacks need to sit their little ass down too, man. I'll just be honest with you, man. But right now, you can't wait until Zach Wilson, you know what I'm saying, is ready to turn it around, man. I think he figures it out somewhere else, man. But, yeah. See, if you got any draft capital, New York Jets, go on and get Kirk Cousins up out of there. And, you know what I'm saying, maybe he can turn your forces around for you.
Yeah.
As far as the playoffs is concerned.
Commanders got that ass waxed by the Bills, 37-3. Seahawks beat the Panthers. Frank Wright and the Panthers are 0-3. You ready to throw some mud on the Cardinals upsetting the Cowboys 28-16? You got some stuff on the Cowboys?
Brandon, what the hell? What the hell? You had that as a moonwalk game. I kind of had it as a moonwalk game. That's a game where you get all your Pro Bowl stats up. But
yeah.
three offensive linemen, and they are, if you go back and look at the, how much they get paid, America, don't trip about what offensive linemen get paid. It's double-digit millions, right? Well, you know, Arizona, they are playing football, so all football is kind of played to win. However, you know what I'm saying, everybody kind of sees their quarterback situation. Josh Dobbs, you know what I'm saying, he ain't out there to, you know what I'm saying, to get hurt. So he put the team in, you know what I'm saying? They went up 12 points. How in the hell you're up 12 points against and the Dallas Cowboys couldn't come back is that's the concerning part. Here you have, but here, I'm sorry, saying, you got this multi-million-dollar quarterback who people would probably say Prescott is probably top 10 paid. No, I would say Prescott is probably top six paid. And probably expectation is him to be a top four quarterback, and none of those things happen. None of those things happen when they need to happen. All right, man, this dude is out, this dude is out. It's okay, man. The kid's going to step up for us, and it doesn't happen, man. So that is concerning for me. Long term.
Yeah.
Cowboys, they'll get back on the horse. They'll beat somebody. Hell, they should have put the backup out there. He wasn't going to pull him. It's too early to pull. That's embarrassing. You know what I'm saying? McCarthy pulled in. They thought they could dig out of the ditch against freaking Arizona Cardinals. If you look at total yards, man, it wasn't all that bad. They gave away the ball more so. It's just an entity, that big word, ineptity on offense, man. You know what I'm saying? And then Arizona, yeah, you're right. And then Arizona played that New England Patriot ball, hit on the ball. Run it, you know, run the clock out. They were already up and up.
Okay. Chiefs beat the Bears 41-10. Taylor Swift walked into that stadium, John. There ain't no effing way that the Bears were going to have any chance to win that ball game when Taylor Swift walked into there.
I know. Episode 267. I said that Bears is going to lose. Bears going to win, man. But I know Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you said they were going to win last week. John, Justin Fields, 11 of 22 for 99 yards. I just want to say I've already seen on Twitter. I've already seen the jerseys getting burnt with the bagpipes. Our famous bagpipes that we've been playing on this show. I've been playing week after week for the Bears. I saw it. I saw them do the bagpipes. Mm. John, it's over, man. It is over quicker than it started for Chicago. This team is a dumpster fire.
R.I.P.
is not the guy. This quarterback sure as hell ain't the guy. He's from Ohio State. What's the last good Ohio State quarterback you've had out there? Don't tell me Craig Krenzel. Come on now. Don't tell me Troy Smith. Don't tell me Terrell Pryor because he became a wide receiver. Where the hell is he at? Don't tell me, rest in peace, Dwayne Haskins, my Steeler. But, damn, this Bears squad is terrible. It's poor. No wonder why they're moving out of Chicago to get up to Arlington Heights. What a disappointment. What an embarrassment. George Halas would be rolling over in his grave today if he saw what this Bears organization is doing. Somebody stand up for the Chicago Bears franchise this Sunday. If you've got any guts, if you've got any of those kahunas, goddamn, this weekend against the Denver Broncos, you find a way to get a win at home, because if not, you may need to send the riot police to the city of Chicago, because that city will burn down a second time.
God, oh my God.
So, hey, I'm going to let you clip that, and I want that shit posted.
Hey, man, first, I am, man, because when Ryan Day hears you say that shit about Ohio State, man, he's too butthurt about Lou Holtz. He's going to put the Lou Holtz voice on you, man.
Hey, I got to take a call real quick. Because
come on, man.
Speaking of teams that look like shit, this guy's team's not looking good either right now. Mike Kelly, what the hell's up with these Cincinnati Bengals?
Oh, wow.
Man, come on, dude. Chill out. So first of all,
super hot.
So first of all, we start slow. And we did the same thing last year, and we went to the Super Bowl just about. So, well, almost divisional. But here's the thing. I will say this, not to make any excuses, but I think they rushed Joe back.
Yes, 100%. I agree.
I think they rushed him back. I mean, that's why when she asked him at the end of the game Monday, he just kind of, you know, he did his Joe cool. But, you know, here's the thing. I think we're going to see a different AFC, not just with them. I mean, for right now, everybody's kind of, I'm not really sold on Baltimore. Definitely not sold on Cleveland. So I'm not, I mean, everybody, Deron Myers was like, oh, man, your guys is in trouble. I'm like, no, they're not. They're not. I just don't feel it. They play they need to play.
Well, another thing I wanted to say, man, you got to start looking at football teams construction-wise as long-term over course. Like, you know what I'm saying? We gone beyond, you know, definitely 12 games and, you know what I'm saying, 14-game season, man. So,
right.
If your quarterback – I know everybody wants an Iron Man quarterback, but your quarterback and your running back, whoever, got to sit for 2-3 games, man, because the season is greater than just the one game, then that's what you have to do. I would rather have Joe Burrow, right, on looking at – okay, so, you know what I'm saying, I get the teams on the one-loss record is bad right now, but I'd rather have both Joe Burrow ascending than decent. You know what I'm saying? On the men, then feeling good, then, you know what I'm saying, then trying to, like, drag around and, like, you know what I'm saying, we in and out of a one-loss record pool. No, man, this sitting for a couple games, it's okay.
Yeah, I agree with you 110%. I mean, because that kind of energy, I mean, we got to look at what he had already. I mean, what did he injure last year?
Right, but then you got to look at roster construction, and if your quarterback room ain't super tight, and I get it, man, everybody, where all this money supposed to come from? NFL, I don't care. You pay off the money. You pay the quarterbacks or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
New Orleans got a super tight quarter. I think the Colts got a super tight quarterback room. They got a young quarterback. He got hurt, and you got Gardner Minshew, who's won games. Gardner Minshew's record, you know what I'm saying? When he wins games, it's like only like five. Or whatever, but it's a solid five games, whatever, you know what I mean, that he can bring to a team. But your quarterback room got to be tight. But if you overpay a quarterback or whatever, then you're going to have a little bit of a shell on the backup end, and then, you know, that's what it's going to – team's going to kind of suffer.
Well, he's not Carson Palmer. I kind of felt that's kind of what you were – maybe alluding to. He's not Carson Palmer. He's just,
yeah.
I mean, for lack of a better word, the offensive line got him last time. I mean, they did, but they start slow. And you know, do I think I'm ready to throw it? I mean, yeah, they look like crap. Hell, they look like crap last year.
Don't throw it.
They look like crap.
They're going to be all right.
Huh?
So they're going to be all right. It's just you got to get the man help.
Yeah, I mean, because, right, it's just polarizing. That's what it is. Because we're looking for something. Because I'm going to tell you, I'll be honest with you. As far as AFC, I said the same thing last year. Even as far as against my team. If Tua stays healthy, that's all I'm going to say. That's all it is. They got a decent defense. You already got a score. You can't,
right.
you know what I mean? So now that what happened before, that was a statement. The other day, that 70 points, that was a statement.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but there's a lot of statements to be made. You said that about the Cowboys. I don't taking off going to NFC for a minute. I don't understand the Cowboys. I've never understood because Dak is their weakness. That's all. That's the only thing they have a problem with is him. So. The reason why I say him because if you keep throwing the ball away, my defense can't rest. We already know they have a decent defense, but if they can't rest, then they can't rest, and that means they can't get it done. You know, so that there's some expectations. There's some expectations, but it's too early. Hell, I'm still on baseball. I'm shitty at my Reds. You know what I mean? Now, you know, I was happy about them a month and a half, 2 months ago, but you know, I'm still on that. I mean, I'm watching football because I love it, but it's too early. You know, that injury reaper is still lurking. You know, you guys know that.
The Reds' future is bright, until you get
into 4 and 5, you know, I'm not wishing the injury on anybody.
Right.
We were down 3-0 last night. That's all tonight. We were down 3-0. Yeah. We got a gift from the Braves last night. Gift.
I know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm kind of glancing at it while I'm waiting. I'm in the truck.
Come out, man. You coming into the season, you did not expect it being this close to the playoffs, man. You have to like where the Cincinnati Reds are at right now. You're in the discussion of a playoff berth.
Yeah. Well, wild card. Yeah, I wouldn't even.
Wild card, yeah.
Yeah, Mike, they're at the bottom of that list.
Let me ask you this, because you're a big ball fan as well. Your thoughts on Lillard going to the Bucks?
You know what, man? If it was anybody else, I don't like the fact of jumping to a super team. But I don't think – I'll be honest with you. I still don't think – I mean, they're getting shooting, but this is the East. They still bump and grind out here. He's still, what is he, 6'3", 6'4"? He's not very tall. I mean, he's a hell of a shooter, obviously. But I don't know. I mean, it'd be good for him. Bigger, you know, it's kind of crazy to say that Milwaukee's a bigger market than Portland, because they're really not. It's just that Milwaukee obviously got a ring and they got the Greek. But I don't know. I felt, you know, when you got guys like him that have done everything they need to do, and then we all know this. We all know what happens. Somebody's going to get injured. If I keep doing everything I need to do, then I get injured, and then my stock is in the toilet. So he did all he could do. I thought he was really going to go to Miami, tell you the truth. I was so –
Well, they had to find a better deal, man. Portland got a better deal. They got a young center, you know what I'm saying, from Arizona, you know what I'm saying, from Phoenix and Aiden. They got another – I mean, what Uncle Drew is not no slouch, man. You got an all-star in him. And they got, they got an offseason to build up what they had with that, man. So, you know, they weren't going to give him away.
And Spoelstra and Pat, they not giving up. I mean, yeah, they've done decent with what they have.
Yeah,
they're gonna get man. They won back in July. They're gonna get James Harden coming.
James Harden is coming to South Beach.
What the hell is that gonna do?
He gonna shave the beard, man.
Yeah, Slim Harden.
He's shaving.
Slim Harden.
That dude will be good. He'll be good for regular season. He'll win them some games. He might even make a little noise in the playoffs, but, he ain't. I don't know.
They're going to get him a Richard Simmons dealer meal, guru style. You know what I mean? And he gonna shave that beard, and he's going to become a superstar. If he goes to Miami, he got to buy into the culture, man. He hasn't been able to buy into anybody's culture in, like, how many years since he left Oklahoma. So, if he goes there, Brandon, he got to buy into the culture. And if he buys into the culture,
can you teach him? But, JB, can you teach an old dog new tricks, though? Can you teach an old dog new tricks, though? Honestly.
Pat has had some hard heads and some people that he's turned around, you know, Deion Waiters. You know what I'm saying? He's had Lamar Odom he had before. You know what I'm saying? Cybertwine was there. You know what I'm saying? You know,
Russell Westbrook.
He had some egomaniac. That's Miami. I'm saying, he's played with, sure. But, like, I think Harden can play with anybody. Yeah, I don't think Like, but committing to championship level basketball, that's his problem. He can play with anybody.
Yeah, that's what but I was going to say. Hell, Carmelo can play with everybody, but is he going to be effective at this stage of his career?
Right. Hey, man. Slim Harden went into, well, Tubbs Harden, whatever you want to call him. Man. Remember, he put that burger on Boston, man, in the playoffs. The issue is, like, man, when you do that, that is expected. Oh, like, hey, man, you got to do that again. And he doesn't do it, man, consistently. And, like, that's not acceptable. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know.
It's always a head scratcher when an athlete, when they talk more about their off-court stuff than they do about them being on court. That's just my thing. And maybe it's because I'm old school. Maybe that's what it is. But, you know, there's a handful of guys.
You would think, right, he's so naturally gifted, and you come in out of shape. And you're so naturally gifted. But, like, I'm just joking about the beard. The beard ain't got nothing to do with it. But, like, man, commit to it. And, like, try to commit to winning, man. That's all I'm about.
Right. Yeah, but they, you know, them guys are all about the bag now. I don't know if you guys watch LeBron's barbershop thing, but McCullough was on there. It's one of the earlier ones when he said, you know, they was talking to him. He said, well, you know, some of them guys, I can tell. Matter of fact, this is when he was with Portland. He said that some of these guys, they just there for the money. They don't get in there and work on their craft like I do. And he said there are some in the league, but not very many. So for a superstar to say that, well, he's an all-star. I ain't going to say superstar. All-star.
Right.
Yeah, but it's just these guys, I mean, they turn it on and turn it off. I'm glad. Look at the fine thing that they got now with the resting. I haven't really read a whole lot on it. I want to make sure that I don't want to misspeak, but aren't they going to start fining them now for that, for resting the players? Is that what
Yeah, you can't rest. If they had so many games, I forget what the exact thing is, but you can only do a certain amount now before you get fined. So.
Right. So, all right, you know, that's a start. But, hey, you guys keep up the good work, and take it easy.
Appreciate it, boss.
Right, thanks for calling in, Mike Kelly.
All right, guys.
Sorry, Mike. Now, this guy's got some explaining to do because I called him out about 20 minutes ago. I want to make sure he's okay and he's alive. Justin Fox, are you alive and are you okay? You're not being held against your will. You have been silent since that butt whooping up at M&T Bank Stadium.
Why wouldn't I? It's week three.
First off, thanks Justin Fox from the Epic Podcast for calling in, man. First off, let's put that out there, man. Thanks for calling in. Making time for calling in.
I'm just concerned with my guy. Only for you. I care about you. That's why I want to make sure you're okay. I see nothing on Facebook, nothing on the Epic Podcast page. I just want to make sure you were okay after a second-string quarterback scrub went in there and beat you guys.
Man, Minshew is not a scrub, and if anything – Baltimore beat themselves, man. I mean, a win's a win, man. I mean, if we're going to be honest about it, I know you're not impressed with your team. I mean, if
Hell
we look
no,
at
man.
Stats,
we're just
still,
we're scrapping. We're scrapping.
Yeah. Look, and y'all ain't even dealing with what we're dealing with. Baltimore is down 7-9 starters already.
Here we go. Wow. Come on.
No, that's a fact. Come on.
We're going to go injury route?
And we've still scored more points than you all and given up less points than you all.
Our defense scores more than
your
offense.
So what's your excuse?
Our defense is better than our offense and your offense.
Oh, that may be the case, but the reality is this. What's that going to do for you guys? You guys still look very, very elementary, to say it at the least.
We'll take the dub next week.
Probably is not the guy.
Well, 2 weeks from now, we'll take that dub.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
But no, I had to put it out there because I was worried. I was like, I ain't seen it. I want to make sure it's okay. But Lamar, I've seen the one I said before. the MVP trophy, this year league MVP, but he just didn't look, I don't know. I couldn't explain what it looked like. He didn't look himself out there. He wasn't unsure of himself. I understand he got injuries and all, but I mean, here's my other thing, Justin. I think if they would have put Tucker out there for that second kick, he would have made it. I think he would have adjusted. Yeah. He's good enough. Yeah. He would have adjusted.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, Brandon, I'll say this, man. I'm curious, seriously, to see what you think about this. I've been so disappointed with what I've seen from the Ravens on offense. Even I get all the injuries because, I mean, don't get me wrong, we've had a ton of injuries. But at the same time, they've dealt with the injury situation before, so this isn't nothing new. But, like, they still don't push the ball down the field. Like, but even now, they don't run the ball as often as they were before. So I honestly have no idea, schematically speaking, what they're trying to accomplish on offense. Because it's been, I mean, it's honestly been pathetic.
Yeah. I've got Lamar. I got Lamar in the league. And I just, is it, I mean, I'm very familiar with this. Our offensive coordinator sucks so bad. We're trying to get his ass fired every single week. The chance in the stadium. So is it Monken? Maybe as the OC and not having Martindale there now still as your D. I mean, you got gutted an OC and a DC. That does something to a team.
It does. It does. And I often wondered, I said, I get the hype, you know, Monken got coming out of Georgia, you know, oh, we're going to do this, that, and the other. And it's like, I have yet to see any of that. Like, I've seen games, I think it was the first game of the year where, I mean, they threw double-digit targets to Zay Flowers, but half of them were just on quick bubble screens. Like, I don't understand.
That's the Matt Canada offense right there, bubble screens.
I don't get it. I really don't get it. I mean, even before Gus Edwards got that concussion against the Colts, I'm like, in back-to-back games, he's carried the ball well, but they're not feeding him the ball very often. So, I don't know.
What are you expecting this week in Cleveland?
I got Cleveland winning. Cleveland's defense has been very impressive this season so far. It's been very impressive. So, I honestly, as bad as the Ravens' offense has been, if they struggled the way they did against the Colts, I honestly don't see how they're going to put up any points against Cleveland's defense.
Yeah, Jim Schwartz has definitely stepped up that team. I saw a stat today. Under the Browns' defense, under Schwartz, has only allowed 21 first downs through three games, which is the lowest in the NFL.
Jeez.
But
wow,
there's an asterisk there because my Steelers' offense is hot trash, and I'd rather watch the defense than the offense out there.
No, that's fair. That's
no, it's true. I told somebody the other night. They said, "Man, I said, "Dude, I'd rather have the defense out there. The defense scores more than the offense."
Well, I mean, that's true. Your defense is way funner to watch. I'll tell you that. So, it's funny because I thought about you because, you know, you gave Lamar a hard time last time we talked, and I said it's crazy because I think he's completing like 73% of his passes. I was having the conversation. I'm like, I would much rather see him complete 65, but push the ball down the field. I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah, take the top off.
I don't get it.
Well, do you think? I was going in and out of the game a lot until the second half, but some of these teams, like Pittsburgh's offense the other night, it got going when they went no huddle. So maybe that's maybe that's what these teams need to do more to get this offense's jump started. Just go no huddle. Like, what if it's working? I don't understand why they say, "Hey, well, damn, it worked. No huddle. We scored a touchdown. Let's go back to slowing it down." Like, makes zero sense.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't know what it's gonna take, but I even made I watched a piece of even like Cleveland's game and watched Pittsburgh's game and some of the other games that were going on, and I actually said, there were a couple of teams, like even, for example, even Cleveland. This is the first time in years we've seen Deshaun Watson look like the Deshaun Watson of old. Like, he got into a rhythm, but if you look at how that happened, you pick up the tempo. And I don't and like to your point, I don't know if that's what some of these teams need to do so that these offenses can get in a rhythm. Because I'm a little embarrassed. Funny, but I mean, when I see Miami go put out 70 points and we only got 70 in three games, I mean, what are we doing
wrong?
That's concerning. That's concerning.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, they put out more in a in a game than shit, they put more out in a half than we've had in a game. I mean, it's bad. Like, shit, I'm pushing every day on Twitter, hashtag Fire Matt Canada, every single day. And here's my thing I don't get, and I don't want to go on a tangent on the Steelers. But when Tomlin and Matt Canada say, well, now Canada's going to work with the quarterback and work closer with – what do you mean now he's going to? Shouldn't that have happened last year as a rookie? How has this man not worked with him and you were the quarterback coach and then the offensive coordinator? Makes zero sense.
Yeah,
but the standard is the standard.
The standard is the standard, right.
Yeah, as they say.
Well, Justin, I want to thank you for joining us, man, on short term. I had to put the 411 out on you. I was scared.
Oh, right.
That's fair. I appreciate the invitation, though.
Justin, before we go, man, because I know you got it. We ain't got but like a he got to get to the show, man. Who got this weekend? There's no way my man's winning, right?
Who? Oh, Canelo or Charlo?
Canelo. There's no way Canelo's winning. There's no way Canelo's winning, right?
I wouldn't say that. I think in the first couple rounds, the thing that I'm going to be watching for is this. If Charlo allows Canelo to walk him down, that's going to be a problem. That's where he struggled against Castaño, is when he allows someone to really bring the fight to him. And we all know Canelo is a heck of a counterpuncher, and he packs some power. So I need to see from Charlo on those first, how active is he going to be? Because I'm going to tell you now, if Canelo is eating his punches early and walking him down, it could get ugly for Charlo. It really could.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Canelo is a minus 400 favorite going this Saturday night.
Minus 400?
Minus 400, Canelo. If you want to go up there, Charlo, it's plus 300.
Wow.
That's via DraftKings Sportsbook.
That's okay. I don't know that I would. Honestly, I don't know that I would say that. Wow. That means it's going to be a pretty lopsided fight.
They are. They're running a promotion on there. I don't know what the bet limit is. It's probably like 15-20 bucks.
There's a decent undercard on this one too.
Yeah, you bet the fight, and you get a bonus bet back if you lose. So maybe you throw 15, 20 bucks limit on Charlo. He wins. That's damn good money investment right there. If he loses, you get your bet back.
Hey, that's not a bad deal. That's not a bad deal.
Okay.
Yeah,
you got to let Justin Fox go, man.
Yeah.
All right, Justin, have a good show, my man. Good luck this weekend.
All right, y'all have a good one. Actually, just so y'all know, we switched it up this week. We recorded last night, and we got some announcements coming forth. So stay tuned on that. But we got some things coming down the pipeline that we hope to share with everybody here soon.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Sounds great. Thanks,
sir. We're sharing on the site. Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Take care, bud.
You're calling people out, Brandon.
I didn't call him out, man. I was worried about him. I care about our audience, John. I care about our guests that we have on this show. And he's no different.
I'm worried about Coach K, man. Tell him to call in. Mike Skidish can call in.
Let me finish real quick. Yeah, Steelers beat the Raiders. It looked ugly. The defense stepped up once again, and finally the offense got a little bit down the field. Eagles beat the Bucks. Eagles are going to Eagles. They're 3-0. Nothing expected there. And we talked about the Bengals already.
Yeah.
Wait for Tanner, and we do college football, John. We need to run through pick 'em real quick for the NFL slate.
Yeah. Let's go.
I have the from last week. Last week I went 10-6 You went 8-8. Overall, I'm 27,
man, come on, man.
27 and 21. You're 26 and 22. You're one game back.
So. Brandon, I should get double points, man, for picking Alabama blood. Come on, man.
What do you mean Alabama blood?
I was thinking I should have. I picked Alabama blind, man. Come
this
on,
is
man.
NFL, John. This is NFL.
Oh, I'm sorry. Damn. I thought I had a guy. Never mind. I thought we was on college.
Yeah. Yeah, no, NFL. I'm one up on you.
All right.
First one, tomorrow night, Lions at Packers. You went 8-8 last week. You're one game back overall.
Yeah,
I had a good week.
I took Atlanta. I can't believe that.
Yeah, you took somebody else, too. I couldn't believe. Oh, you took the Bears.
Yeah, shame on me.
Frauds. So, first game, Lions at Packers tomorrow night.
Lions at Packers? On a short week. Give me the Lions on the road.
I'm taking the Lions as well. The Lions went into Lambeau last year and beat an Aaron Rodgers team to get into the playoff. The Packers don't have Aaron Rodgers. The Lions have gotten a little bit better. Give me the Lions as well. So I think the Lions get it done. Next one, Falcons at the Jaguars, 9:30 on Sunday over in London, John. In London, the Falcons and the Jags.
Yeah, man, what the heck has happened to the Falcons? I'm sorry, the Jaguars offense, man. Really. It went from – it wasn't like Trevor Lawrence had a great game against the Colts. He had a decent game. He put the team in position. He turned it over a hot mess times when they played the Colts. You know what I mean? And it kind of came down to possession. But like the last couple of weeks, man, they've stuck it up. Now you're telling me they're going on the – you know what I'm saying, on the daggone Warbird all the way over to London, man. I kind of favor them in this game just because they are the more mature team, and they played here before, man. It's not necessarily going to be on my radar. It's probably going to be that early morning, like what time to come on, like 7:30 in the morning, something crazy, 9 o'clock.
9:30.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be preparing for church, man. But like, nah, man, give me the Jaguars to win this game, man. This is like a home game to this.
I've got the Jags as well. Next one, Dolphins 3-0 at the Bills after putting up the 70-burger. I'm going to take the Bills. I think the Bills beat the Dolphins in Buffalo.
Too early. Oh, man. Don't get a good push, man. I'm going to take – just to go the other way, man, give me Miami Dolphins. Just go the other way.
Okay. 0-3 Vikings at the 0-3 Panthers. Man, somebody's got to get off the schneid. Give me Kirk Cousins and the Vikings.
Oh,
I haven't seen shit from Frank Wright.
Yeah, this might be another daggone special teams game, man, ain't it? It's going to be another special teams kickoff game, man. Give me the Minnesota Vikings in a 9-6 game.
Okay, in the Toilet Bowl, 0-3 Broncos at the 0-3 Bears.
The Bears will get it done. Justin Fields will arrive. He'll look like he can, you know what I'm saying, a world beater, man. But it'll just be for the moment, y'all.
Give me the Broncos.
Chicago ain't no man.
Give me the Broncos.
Oh, you saying Sierra going to be dancing? Sierra going to be dancing on top of, you know what I'm saying?
That
on
city's going to burn a second
no
time.
Way.
You have to clip my rant for the Bears again and put it out there because that was a great one. I was rolling with that.
That was, man.
Rolling.
I'm sorry.
Well, I have to take the Broncos because I think the Bears are trash, and you're taking the Bears because you think the Broncos are trash, so it evens out. Browns. I've got the Browns winning this game. I think, like you said, with the defense, I've got Brownies.
I think, well, see, I didn't want to interject, man. Those division games are played a little bit differently when they, you know what I'm saying? They are. When they play the Pittsburgh Steelers, when they play the Bengals, man, I'm going the other way, man. I think the Ravens get everything kind of cleaned up, and they get a win on the road. Bounce back.
Steelers at Texans, John. I actually took the Raiders last week over my Steelers because we looked
shame
like shit.
On. You did.
Not this
you were
week.
Nuts. You were crazy, yeah.
Mm-mm. Not this week. Give me the Steelers over the Texans,
nah.
Even though the Texans got impressive.
Nah, man. They're gonna be in that backfield a lot, man. They're gonna be in the backfield a lot, man. This is a game that you just kind of hope nobody kind of gets hurt, man. If they get up big time, Trubisky, roll out Trubisky out there, man. Get him some reps, man. Give me Pittsburgh.
Okay. I think it's a close game, though. I do. I think the offense is just piss poor enough. I do. Maybe it pulls away with a late pick or something, but Rams at the Colts. Sean McVay, Matthew Stafford coming to Indy. Who you like?
Man, this is a game Rams will probably I'm not into this Gardner Minshew mania. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I do like the Colts defense. I'm not, man. I do like the Colts defense. You have to. It is disappointing. Jonathan Taylor wants to be out, and you know what I'm saying? What's the haulback? It's not going to be nothing immediate return. The kid is going to be on the sideline. He's not going to play. It shouldn't be out of the realm of imagination that the Los Angeles Rams kind of come in here, fly in, fly out, you know, in a close one. So give me the Rams in an exciting Sunday afternoon game.
Good pick. Good pick. Give me the Colts. Colts win at home 3 straight.
You're saying they're getting Stafford, huh? They're going to hit him hard, huh?
Buccaneers at the Saints. Hey, Matt Gay going with special teams again against his old team. Bucks at Saints, John.
Man.
I got the Saints with Jameis Winston at home.
Nah, man. Give me the Bucks, man. Give me the Bucks. Bounce back.
Commanders at the Eagles. I've got Eagles. I think they put a thumping on just like the Bills put on them. Maybe it's a little bit closer.
Yeah,
they've got
man. Yeah, it's probably going to be a moonwalk situation, man. Give me the Eagles.
Bengals at Titans, John. Rematch of the playoffs.
Man, it's kind of turned sour on the Titans. I was kind of a little bit higher on them. And they had some games where, you know, they kind of turned back time and but it didn't look good last week at all, man. And it was a game they kind of should have had in their pocket. I don't think the Titans can win. I'm going the other way.
Okay. I'm taking the Titans. I think Tennessee wins this game at home. They got to show some life, especially with that damn new stadium built down there. You got to win a game.
right.
Raiders at the Chargers. As my good friend once said, go, Chargers, go.
Yeah, the Chargers. If they lose to the Raiders, come on, man. Joshua Daniels should already be fired.
They'll go for another field goal. 425, Patriots at the Cowboys. John, I think the Cowboys right the ship. They're pissed off. I don't see enough offense out of this Patriots team.
Mac Jones is a good quarterback. He's just not a great. He's not a great quarterback. He's not a star quarterback. He's just a good quarterback. The Dallas Cowboys lost to the Arizona Cardinals. Brandon, that has to people. You got to put your foot down, man. It doesn't matter. They are. They do. They have shown in past history with this coaching staff and this quarterback to bounce back, man. So yeah, give me the Cowboys. They will bounce back.
Cardinals at the Niners. San Fran continues their march at home to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, San Francisco rolling over.
Art wheels, moonwalks, the Ric Flair front, you name it. They're walking it all the way out there. Maybe stop a murder with the Cardinals.
Yeah, Sam Darnold might get a couple snaps.
He may. Jerry Rice may run some routes still. I don't know.
Oh, they're going to put the pads on Jerry?
They should. Chiefs at the
Terrell?
Jets.
Chiefs at the Jets. Stop it. Are they going to put up another 40? You probably.
Maybe they'll put up 22. Taylor Swift song, 22. For the Jets' sake, John, they will be winners at the end of this evening. I'm going to take the Chiefs to win, but the bigger winners will be the Jets because all the Swifties will sell out that 105,000 stadium. The Swifties
that's
cheer for
crazy,
Travis Kelce. You realize Travis Kelce's jersey? Travis Kelce's jersey has, over this past week, 400% boost in revenue for his jersey being sold.
That makes me. That's crazy.
I know you got tickets.
Is he good as Gronkowski? Hey, man, no, I don't. Man, at some point, man, we got to talk. He ain't as plus as Gronkowski, though.
He's going to work his way there. He'll work his way there,
I'm talking
I
about
think.
I'm talking about on the field. That's what I'm looking
yeah.
For. But yeah, man, as far as the attention and, like, who's the man of the hour, yeah, man, this dude is living the dream, man. Taylor Swift is up in his ear, man, and love is in the air. Good
yep, last game, Seahawks at the Giants, Monday Night Football, snooze fest. Give me the Giants. I think they win a home game.
Shame on you. Nah, man, give me the Seahawks. They're going to win that. The Giants are a mess. They're not a hot mess. It's just a mess.
Oh, that's good. It's not high. You don't get the fire out. So. Okay.
It's so
okay.
hard for me to sit back here in this studio looking at a guy out here hollering my name.
Yeah, alligator zone.
When last year I spent more money
on
spilt liquor
Ooh.
In bars from one side of this world to the other than
Milk
you made.
The chug.
You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kid stealing, wheeling, dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Woo!
We've got our guy, pick 'em again, Tanner Penrod. T, how are you?
Going on, fellas. What's going on? Not much, not much.
Welcome back.
Just got done watching a buddy's kid play out in this rain in a football game. It was like soaking wet out there. Yeah.
God, sounds like a mess.
Yeah.
Boys, last week, Tanner goes 8-3. Improves to 22-16-1. I went 7-4, went up, improved to 18-20-1. I'm getting closer to that over 500. So one more week is all I need. And Jonathan, 4-7, 15-23-1. Rough week for my man JB.
Again, now I want to interject. I should get double points for picking Alabama
for what?
Blind. I pick Alabama blind, man. Nobody, y'all was Lane training it up. Y'all had pulled in. Man, Lane Train was out here tweeting, talking about, I know who's the defense. They don't know who's playing. I don't know who's coaching the defense. He's like, I don't know. What was he on? Is he drinking again? Lane Kiffin. Is he drinking? Remember he had issues when he left USC? Or is that Sarkisian? That might be Sarkisian. Anyway, Lane was supposed to run. Lane was supposed to run like the score up on Alabama, and it didn't happen. It happened. The other thing happened. So I feel like I should get double points for Alabama. I know it ain't gonna happen because on the other side of my I bet it for Ball State, and all alumni listen to me right now. If you love the Ball State football program like you say you should, then we also should slide air them $10 next year so that they can get some players, so they can get some better players, so they can get some better equipment, so they can get some better coaching. Because how do you get 40-piece at home by Georgia Southern? You get 40-piece at home by Georgia Southern. Matter of fact, don't send $10. Send everybody listening to alumni, Ball State, like you say you love Ball State alumni football, Ball State football, everybody send $40. Because
Damn.
That's what happened. They got 40-piece. We got to get some more facilities. We got to get some things to happen and shake it with that. 40-piece, man. And I don't even
John,
bet.
Let me ask you this.
I was just upset, man. Go ahead. My Kansas is over.
I know. I can't have you get us banned from Ball State. I got to stop you before you go crazy.
We're going to get banned. We're not going to get banned. I love Ball State.
Hey,
Ball State golf.
I got to know your thoughts, man. We went live last Saturday night at halftime of Notre Dame Ohio State. What an ending, man.
Notre
Dame defense. This Marcus Freeman defense couldn't do it.
Tanner, what's the action line on the homie getting fired from Notre Dame? He's a 1-year guy. They call him for his job already, man. You got to find an action line on that.
He ain't getting fired, son. Your boy up on State,
man.
I know it's your show. Your boy up on State might be, and I called that ass whoop. I said, hey,
Mike
Ball State, you guys were all over it. And I said, see ya.
No, man, that was a bad.
That's a bad.
Hey,
man, I
got points on. Shame on
you. Did you see that? Please tell me you guys saw my tweet with the video of the alumni song. Those motherfuckers are looking for a way out of there. He's trying to leave. They don't want to sing that fight song, that stupid ass, and a one, and a two, and here we go. Go teach band or choir. We don't be doing that at IU. Come on. Not one dude? Oh,
my
Twitter is blown up.
They
people are commenting. One guy goes, this
they
dude's already
game,
thinking about his next school. I took a screenshot of it.
Yeah, they won the game, but come on, man. Four overtimes with Akron.
They trash.
I'm mad. They got home cooked. They got home cooked, man. Akron got home cooked. That's what I'm saying.
I probably agree with that.
So, what about the Irish, though, John and Tanner? I mean, that's a tough loss. And then you got Ryan Day. Ryan Day being butthurt.
I'll tell you what I was mad about. That 3rd and 19 soft-ass shell defense that they played.
Yep. 100%.
They play that prevent. They play that bullshit, and they let you go right down the middle on them. And then all you had to do was make them at least go 18 yards so the clock keeps going. But, no, you give up a fucking 20-burger on it, and then they straight up get in two plays later. When they
the
have
only thing you do is prevent yourself from winning.
Where you were feeling good. To Tanner, you had mapped it out for them. You said they should be feeling good if they could beat Ohio State. Now they haven't beat Ohio State. They do have a couple games in front of them where they can get back into conversations of national title. But I don't know, man. The coach, he made some bad decisions in that game, man. I get it. He's not going to get fired, man, but he made some bad decisions in that game.
I mean, someone got – how the hell do you – he has some timeouts.
10 players?
So I think he had a timeout still.
The last two plays of the game, you only got 10 players?
And you had timeouts. I think he had timeouts. Like, bang the timeouts.
You can take the timeouts with you, can't you?
Yeah. I'm like, bang the timeout. You've got to have a coach on the side saying, coach, we only got 10 guys out there. You might want to bang one.
We got breaking news, gentlemen.
What?
Been reported.
Damian Lillard to the Bucks?
No. This is college football related. It's been mentioned. Stay very tuned. Quote: a Clemson senior administrator has said on how soon a Clemson ACC departure could be announced. Sooner than later. Will it be the Big Ten or the SEC for Clemson? They have found a way to get out of the grant of rights deal. The craziness with this. Sources have said we have some clarity on how Clemson is getting out of the ACC's grant of rights. This is wild. Notre Dame intended to retain 11 attorneys to make sure it was ironclad for the grant of rights deal. But accidentally, they only hired 10. So it left an opening for a Clemson lawyer to find a loophole.
Oh, man, whatever. Hey, man.
Wild. Clemson, and Florida State are going to be in the Pac-12. You watch. They're just going to flip and go out there.
Dude, there's no room in the seat.
Say what?
Yeah, Clemson.
There's no room in there.
Yeah, Clemson going anywhere, like, it doesn't really make sense for them right now on the map, man. The Big Ten, you're going to be somebody's doormat. Welcome to being the doormat. I'm being for real. They go to the Big Ten, they somebody's doormat. You go to the SEC, you become a nice little fancy story, but you're still somebody's doormat because LSU, Alabama, like, welcome to and Texas. And where Clemson's at right now with him and what he's doing, he got 4 stars coming in. He ain't got no transfer portal guys. And let's remember, y'all, everybody's not transfer. Like, guys are going to go to the NFL. And sometimes, man, you know what? Transfer portal guys, like, there's a lot of tape on these dudes. So, like, you know, it ain't like just because he's a transfer portal guy, like, it's going to become a superstar, like, over there, too. You know what I mean? So, like, Clemson thinking, like, jumping out of their contract, great, man. I think it's cool for him, and then maybe that shares, like, you know what I'm saying, that tears up another, like, and they go to, but, like, again, you coming to the Big Ten, shit still runs through. Sorry, pardon my friends, Brandon and Tanner. Shit still runs as far as Big Ten football concerned. Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State. Then you better get in line.
Damn. All right. Let's run through these games, boys. Let's run through these games. Game number one, number 10, Utah, at number 19, Oregon State. By the way, shout out to me and Tanner for taking Washington State outright last week as well. So, Tanner, I won some good money last week. Oregon State -3.5 at home. Tanner, we'll let you start this one. We'll start you off this week.
I think Oregon State bounces back. I think this is a tough little matchup for Utah. Rising probably he could come back this week. holding him out. Probably do they? I'd probably get him some reps in before they play USC right off the rip, if it was my guess. But I think Oregon State bounces back after this. You get over there in Beaverton, tough place. I mean, pardon me, yeah, in Corvallis, tough place to play for a visiting team. So I think Oregon State bounces back. Give me them laying the 3.5.
Okay. I'm taking Oregon State as well. I think they bounce back there. They cover that 3.5 easily. No Cam Rising. Not sure when he's going to come back, man. This Utah team is good at home. I just don't know about how much on the road.
I don't know, man. Defensively, man, they are pretty damn good. They can shut you down in a variety of ways. Their quarterback's kind of a manageable situation. Cam Rising is probably not going to play, man. He's nursing an ACL injury. And those, you know what I mean? Like, he's a college player. You ain't trying to rush all that. I'm going to take Utah.
Okay. Next one, number 8, USC, -21.5 at Dion's Colorado Buffaloes. John, we'll let you start it after Colorado got fucking boat raced last week against Oregon.
They got whacked. I think we'll see it.
Before he starts that,
We did call it. John was all over Colorado. We took Utah, or we took Oregon. Whoop that ass.
What's your point? I didn't say Colorado was going to win.
And now Dion, and now one of Dion's sons might not have been playing. They said he was pissing blood or something. I just read.
Travis Hunter, who's got the lacerated kidney or whatever.
Liver.
A sports medicine person just put out on Twitter today, that shit takes 3 to 4 months for recovery. And this dude's going to be out one more week?
He's a mutant. Sure. He's a heel fan.
All right, John, who do you like in this one? You taking the Buffs
again?
They
got the same doctors from Varsity Blues.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Don't be missing the Varsity Blues and whipped cream now. Hey, man, that's a different situation, man. Listen.
Woo!
That's a classic scene right there, man. Listen, what I'm going to tell you. USC's defense ain't about nothing. Nothing. Right? And that's not usually how they roll, man. Usually they have something on both sides of the ball, man. It's going to be a high-scoring game, man. What's the point spread again?
21.5.
You got to bet smart. Because, like, damn it, man, USC can go win this game now. I'm just telling y'all that right now. Sorry. Like, cowboy hats and flashy, like, you know what I'm saying? Snoop Dogg's going to be there. Lil Wayne probably going to be there. They might bust a freestyle at the halftime. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's talking about Taylor Swift. You know what I'm saying? There definitely going to be some fire. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Definitely going to be some fire going up. But so it'll be a big entertainment type thing, right? So 21 points, man. I want to go Colorado so bad. And I tell you, USC give up points like a. Do USC give up points like what's that arena football team? They give up points like that, man. Their defense give up points like an arena football
team. Like the Broncos.
I'm dead serious, man.
I mean, the Broncos already are in Colorado and gave up 70. So why the hell not?
Nah, man, I'm going USC.
Okay, Tanner.
I think this is another humble moment for Dion. I thought Oregon would have at least been able to score some points. I mean, not Oregon, probably Colorado in that game.
Yeah.
I would like to take the over in this game, thinking they could score some points since they're at home. And I think USC had their little trap game last week, so if you were fading them like I did, because I think they knew they were coming in here to this environment. I think they're going to be ready to play. Caleb Williams is going to have a Heisman moment again to keep him rolling. Give me USC laying 21.5.
I'm going to take USC as well. I think Colorado just doesn't have the firepower. I was sort of thinking maybe Dion and the boys gets the boys up after that stomping last week and at least keep it within 3 touchdowns, but I'm just not seeing any movement. I think they improve. Maybe they don't get beat by 30-something, but maybe they lose by 28 or so or 24 this time. So I'm taking USC minus 21.5 as well. Number two, Michigan, 17.5-point favorites at Nebraska. At Nebraska. Man, Michigan wins games, guys, but they don't blow people out. They haven't covered a spread in I don't know how long. I don't think they've covered a spread this year. With that being said, I think Michigan still wins the game. Let's relax. But I think Nebraska covers mm-hmm. this. Give me the plus 17.5.
I didn't like what I saw against Nebraska against. I didn't like what I saw Nebraska against Louisiana Tech, man. I think Michigan. This probably be the first that they cover the spread, Brandon. Give me Michigan, man.
Okay, Tanner.
Man, I'm kind of torn on this too. I mean, Michigan played bad on the first half against Rutgers, but man, they cranked it up in that second half. And I think Harbaugh was just shaking up the cobwebs with his first game back. Now that he's got his full thing, I think he knows he needs to prove something a little bit. 90,000 plus. I like normally taking home teams right here, getting that. It's probably going to bite me, so I might lose
well
this one, but I'm going to go Wolverine. But yeah, it'll fucking bite me. But I'll go Wolverines.
Okay. So I'm the only one in Nebraska. Number 13, LSU, -2.5 at number 20, Ole Miss. John.
Y'all keep on telling me about Lane Train, man. You know what I mean? LSU, I get it. They talent-wise, they the best team in the SEC. Talent-wise, they the best team. But they are known to lesser teams hang around with them, man. Oh, I mean, this is probably where Lane Train picks up a win and definitely keeps up in the points, man. Give me Ole Miss. I just don't trust LSU. I think LSU technically wins the game, but give me Ole Miss, man. I know.
Tanner?
Give me Ole Miss, man.
You know I don't like Brian Kelly that much. I took him last week. Didn't work out. I'm going to fire an old Lane Train. I'll give him one more time, Reed. I tried him last week, but he's wearing me out, too. So I'll go Lane Train catching two and one team getting points in a game like that. Give me Lane Train.
Right.
he's wearing him out, too.
I guess, hey, boys, you already know what I have to take on this one. That train is rolling down the tracks, boys. That Lane Train. Hey, they look good. They looked okay. That first half, they were good against Alabama. They just had a few things. Jackson Dart kind of went to shit in the second half. Now, I just saw news that they've just suspended and kicked off the team. They're a tight end, so after three games already. But I think they're all right. I think they beat I don't like Brian Kelly either. And that Southern hospitality accent down there in Louisiana. So give me Lane Train with the college girls and co-eds at Oxford. Number 11, Notre Dame, -5.5 at Duke. Watch it now, Tanner. This is a sneaky game. Notre Dame at Duke. What do you like?
Yep. It is a sneaky one. And I think it's going to be real tight.
You got to win, man.
So I don't want to bet Duke. With my heart, and I hate Duke. But it's not Duke basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's really well against Clemson. Notre Dame. I'm just going to go with it. Just give me the Blue Devils on the 5.5. I have a feeling that Notre Dame's going to have to kick a field goal to win this damn thing. It's going to be close, and that's what's going to have to happen. So, yeah. It's going to be bad. It's going to be a sweaty sack for him the whole game. So, yeah, give me Duke.
All right. Guys, I think I'm going to take University of Notre Dame Fighting Irish here. -5.5, going to Duke. This team's got so much heart. They had the chance last week. They blew it. Marcus Freeman's going to get this team going. I think it's closer than the experts think, but I think Notre Dame wins by 7. So give me the 7 to give up, and Notre Dame's going to win. Go Irish. Thanks, Lou. I appreciate it. We're going with Duke.
Damn.
Duke plus 5.5. Notre Dame wins it close. Give me Duke.
Y'all didn't know. We spare no expense here at the Crossroads Sports Show. We got Sir Lou Holt called in. He channeled through Brandon Reif. I don't know if y'all know that. He channeled.
He did.
I didn't even know that.
He took Notre Dame, but I took Duke.
You could be Ryan Day, who just blew up on an 85-year-old man in his little press.
Right?
That dude, that was uncalled for, man. He said, where's Lou Holt at? Nah, man, I'm just going to make it simple, man. Give me Notre Dame.
Okay. Number 12, Alabama, minus 14.5 at Mississippi State. Tanner.
I'll go first one time. What I saw after that, I think if they played, I mean, the way Mississippi State played against LSU, and LSU walked through them like that, I mean, I think Bama's D's pretty damn good. That's what makes them tough, and I just think that'll hold Mississippi State, and they'll win field position games, and they'll start scoring points. So give me a roll, damn Tide.
Give me roll Tide as well. I don't care nothing. I don't give a piss about nothing but the Tide, as that guy says on TikTok.
Oh,
give me Alabama.
Oh, yeah, that dude's hilarious. I forget what that dude's name is. They had him on College Game Day, or Barstool.
Yeah.
They had him on the Barstool Game Day.
Yeah, they did. Hey, one of these days we're going to have our own Game Day show. The three of us, so
yeah,
prepare for it. Prepare. Hey, right. We'll do it on Ball State's field. I don't care. I'll go against Ball State.
Yeah,
too.
I'll do it.
So, John,
never
we like
against, Brandon. Never go against the family. That's what it was saying, Godfather man. Never go against the family. Man. Anyway, Melissa, this is going to be another game. You said Alabama's where ranked outside of the top 10. This is your game. They kind of. Yeah, they're number 12, man. This is the kind of game they kind of put up some good numbers, man.
First time they've been ranked up on the top 10 since 2015, last week, I think.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to use this game to get bounced back in the top 10, man. So take Bama, and they might, you know what I'm saying, put up a couple touchdowns on these dudes.
Illinois at Purdue. Purdue, one-point favorites, John. Ryan Walters against his old team. Now, any other team, I would say, give me the other team. Give me Illinois against Purdue. But with Walters being at home, with Walters playing his old team, boy, this Boilermaker team's got to sack up at some point here. I know they got their asses stomped up against Wisconsin at home. But, damn it, they got to do it for the coach here when he left his old squad.
On
it's only
night.
1 point.
On Friday night.
Give me Purdue.
No, can't do it, Brandon. I can't do it. Give me Illinois.
Tanner?
Can't do it.
You
can't
know
do
I'm.
It.
You know where I'm going already. 1 point.
He said never.
No, I
he
thought you'd
never.
Go one more time.
Nope. Give me Brett Bielema. He's gonna ground and pound it right up that Boilermaker ass, and give me the Fighting Illini.
Ball State at Western Michigan. Western Michigan 1 point favorites. John.
Never go against the family, Brandon. Never go. That's just, they said this in The Godfather, man. Never go against the family. Ball State.
Okay.
Max.
Go ahead, Tanner.
The Ball State's on the road?
Yep.
Not a chance.
I mean. Okay.
Western Michigan, they might get, yeah.
He's officially taking Western Michigan.
I mean, I'm a ball stall. I mean, they just haven't shown me. I mean, we beat Indiana State. He probably should be 1AA.
Division three.
Probably.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
okay. Tanner's taking Western Michigan.
Ball State proves me wrong.
Tanner, I got
to prove me wrong all
got
day.
Two
all
questions for you.
Ball State's got to prove me something.
I got two questions for you, Tanner. Does a bear shit in the woods?
Yeah. Nope.
Well, you're supposed to say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Is the Pope Catholic?
Yes.
Is Ball State on the road?
Yes.
Give me Western Michigan. They ain't got a chance to win this game on the road. Not a chance.
Yeah, Bob. Does a 40-pound robin have a fat ass? Yes, it does.
Better send that 40. You better send that. All alumni, send that 40. Send that $40, y'all.
Last one, Indiana at Maryland. Maryland, 14-point favorites. Tanner, finish us off.
Give me the Terps. I'm gonna go back to what Jonathan said. You bet. You're gonna have to up that to 80 because you're gonna have to get a contract buyout pretty soon. So tell those alumni $80. Gonna need contract buyout.
All right. I'm going to take Maryland as well. I think Maryland covers this easily.
Tua, I don't know what Tua's little brother's name is, but he's looked real good back there on that Maryland team. They've been flipping it around. They put it on Michigan State.
He may be the Colts' new quarterback. Oh, wait.
Stop it. You mean the Steelers' new quarterback? Stop it.
Colts.
I think Michigan State's an easy fade for me right now. I've been fading. They're an easy fade because they got a lot of shit going on in that program.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
So I got Maryland. Tanner's got Maryland. John, you taking the old Hoosiers?
Come on, man. You ain't got no impersonation of Tom Allen. Him lose that guy.
All right.
Oh. You ain't got no. Come on.
And a one and a two and a here we go. Indiana.
No, man. I'm talking about his speech, man. His
relentless.
Man, he be losing his
relentless.
He be losing his mind. He be losing.
He's about to lose his job, not his mind.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, there's no way. I mean,
be wrong this week, man. I know I'm not. This is my last full kid. I need Ball State to prove me wrong so I can get back on the old alma mater.
Great. Yeah,
they got
to prove me wrong.
Yeah, the Hoosiers be hanging on, man. They trying to get the 6 wins. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to get the 6 wins. So if he gets 6 wins, man, they ain't gonna be no contract buyout, and he gonna get re-upped.
You're taking Indiana.
Maryland ain't the one that he get to re-up. He get to win it, man. Now give me Maryland.
Okay. All right. Perfect. That's pick 'em for this week. We'll see how it goes, Tanner. Once again, thanks for joining us. It was always fun. Thanks to Lou Holtz for calling in to give us his pick.
Damn, crazy Lou Holtz. He's nuts.
Credit to him. Tanner, we'll go ahead.
Hey, we gotta try to get that guy off McAfee show to come on there and see if we can get him on there that does that Lou Holtz impressionation. See if he'll coach that Ty Schmidt dude one day to get him in there.
That was good. When he sat down with him on the set, that was hilarious. So.
And then one last thing, Jonathan, I got Canelo whipping that dude's ass in that boxing match on Saturday.
Uh-oh. There you go.
There you go. Heard it. Perfect. Thanks, Tanner.
And then that's all. I know he said he wanted to touch on that, so I got Canelo in there. Probably not before the 10th round.
Perfect.
What? Yep.
He's minus 400, so not shocking.
Yeah, that's why you got to take the knockout before the 10 and the half. You said he gonna be gone.
Okay. Perfect, my man. Well, the conversation continues on Twitter. We'll talk to you on there, brother.
All right, brother. Thanks, guys. Take her easy.
All right. John, man, what a wild show this has been with everything. Justin Fox, Mike Kelly, Tanner, Lou Holtz. It's been a wild pack one. Why don't you wrap us up, man? I'll let you finish us.
Man, all cylinders go tonight, man. And like I said, we just want to say thank you to everybody who kind of chimed in and everybody who chimed in on the Facebook Live as well, man. Couldn't have a better show without you. Man, how could we not do a show without our sponsor, Scott K. Nissen, State Farm Assurance, an insurance provider that you can count on. Make sure you touch base with him. How could we not do the show without Mavericks Custom Motorsports? You know what I'm saying? They tuning up and tearing up everything, all kind of sports vehicles and motorcycles, especially motorcycles, right? Speed boats from here worldwide, but you know what I'm saying, based out of Miami, man, touch base with them, man. If you're looking for it, shoot. I think they're touring. They're like a rock band. They're touring. They're going to Daytona in October, and then they just got back from Georgia, man. So touch base with Mavericks Custom Motorsports, man. It's more than just audio tuning, experience, man. So check base with them as well, man. But, like, man, we could not do the show without our sponsors, man. And, again, man, Brandon Reed chiming in with his James Harden. It's going to come to profit. James Harden, you know he's going to be traded. Is he going to end up in Miami You know what I'm saying? He might, man. But, like, man, you had a great show, man. I couldn't be more prouder of it, man. So outside of that, man, we're going to try to do bigger and better next week, man. Thanks to everybody for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
Guys are idiots. And Three Foolish Men, I put you right in that category.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more episodes on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like and subscribe for more Crossroads Sports content.